NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Roy Blunt Jr., and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at Wake Forest University's Waite Chapel in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ron Abramson from Concord, New Hampshire.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think we've seen more of your junior senator from Illinois than you have recently.
Really? Is he lurking about there now? Is he there? Can we talk to him?
I had to close my door so that I could have a minute uninterrupted.
I understand. They're like rats, those people. They're everywhere. Welcome to the show, Ron. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Ron's topic?
But McGruff the crime dog was such a big success.
It is true that when governments try to do something for the good of the people, they often mess things up. Our panelists will tell you three stories about elected bodies making mistakes as they try to do good. Choose the real story. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Never ready for Bless the Listener, but shoot.
All right. All right. Brace yourself. Here it comes. Let's hear first from Kerry O'Connor.
Want to remind young students to get their passports in time for their first vacation without parents? The British Home Office has a spiffy way to get the message across. Do it in porn. The ad campaign aimed at what they call holiday virgins marries cell phone-style photos of topless, hot, barely legal babes and hunks with text message slogans like, "Shame you didn't get your passport, mate. Been learning the breaststroke with the ladies. Oi, oi." Tory MP Julian Brazier was not amused, saying, "They are nasty and a waste of money."
A invitation for the young people of Britain to go abroad by offering them broads. Your next story of a government program that got a little too creative comes from Mo Rocca.
Bananas are a staple of Costa Rica's economy, and banana peels have long been a hazard on the country's sidewalks, which explains why last year the tourist ministry began plastering downtown San Jose with a poster warning American visitors against stepping on the mysterious yellow peels. Said tourist minister Hector Salas, "Americans slipping on banana peels is potentially catastrophic. If it happens more than four times, our tourist economy will collapse." But the poster featuring a fat man with a fanny pack in midair has proven so side-splitting, it started a craze. Locals have carpeted their sidewalks in the hopes of videotaping Americans in freefall to submit to Costa Rica's funniest home videos for a prize of 1,000,000 colones. The show's new slogan, "Gringos de culo, 1,000,000 de colones.
A safety and sanitation program in Costa Rica ends up becoming a competition to see who they can make slip. Your last story of a government that tried too hard comes from Roy Blunt.
As the Beijing Olympics approaches, image-conscious Chinese officials have mounted a campaign to discourage open nose picking. In January, a leaflet was widely distributed that featured photos of attractive, hiply dressed young Chinese women smiling alluringly and digging deeply into their nostrils with as many fingers as possible. The intention was to show that even sophisticated hotties can render themselves offensive by too much digito-nasal abandon. Unfortunately, one of the pickers, identified only as Ling, has been perceived as so fetching in a down-to-earth sort of way that she has replaced Beyoncé as the most popular pinup among Chinese teenagers who do Ling imitations and greet each other with a catchphrase from the caption under her photo, whose literal English translation is, "What her thumbs being up to?" The official responsible for the leaflet is now a street sweeper.
All right, Ron, here are your choices from Kerry O'Connor, a program to encourage youth to get their passports and go abroad in Britain, getting protested because of its emphasis on getting lucky abroad. From Mo Rocca, a Costa Rican program for banana peel abatement that's had the opposite effect. And from Roy Blunt Jr., an anti-nose picking program in Beijing that has made, you know, sex symbols out of the featured nose pickers. Which of these is the real story of a government program gone awry.
Oh, this is where you're punished when you only get your news from NPR during the week.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great slogan. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's ironic.
Wait, where you're punished.
That
for only
the
getting...
worst preparation for our show is listening to our own network. But, you know.
Hilarious.
So I am going to go with Roy and the Olympics and the nose picking.
All right. Roy's Olympic nose picking. Oh, the Finnish judge gave him a 10, Bob. All right, that's your story. Well,
okay.
Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke with one of the people who was very unhappy with this particular government program.
In order to try and encourage young people to get their passport, they're producing these adverts to try and encourage them. And, of course, the problem is it makes the assumption that that's all young people think about is sex. I know that's just not true.
Of course it's not true.
They think about picking noses.
Exactly. That was Michaela Aston from the family planning charity Life commenting on the recently sexually charged passport ads aimed at teens in Great Britain. I'm so sorry, Ron, but as you have now figured out, Kiri had the right answer. However,
thank you
did you, not.
Peter.
Well, you didn't win, but you did earn a point for Roy, and I'm sure he is grateful.
I am.
Roy, will you do the message on my answering machine?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Ron.